the April 15th committee of the whole meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Here.
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 Excuse, we have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First item on the agenda is Steel Brand Design presentation on phase one and two of the branding and marketing services. Ms. Berg.
Good evening, Council. Thank you for your time this evening. We are here to present the first two phases results of the branding survey, which was completed by Field Brand Design. Without any further ado, I'm going to pass over the mic to Keith. He'll introduce you to his team and get us kicked off. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. My left is Aaron McCarty, and on my right is Bill Zielinski. Aaron's a strategist with Field, and Bill is a designer. So we're going to take you through the findings of the research that we did, the survey, and then we're going to provide our interpretation of what we learned. We call it considerations. We don't try and ram anything down anybody's throat, so we call them considerations, but they're our take, standing back as an unbiased third party, on what we've learned out in the research. So you'll see that. And then we're going to take a look at the logos again. We have some taglines that are associated with them. That could be taglines that are associated with the logo or held off to the side in a thematic way. And that's to be determined on how we campaign it.
Can you get more friendly with the microphone?
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So the key is not to page ahead, please. We'll go through it. I think we're going to have a little trouble with the computer throughout, but we'll soldier on. We can go through the, you can page through the binders.
Thank you.
by technology. So we had a survey, and we had 318 survey participants, and of those, 83% of those were married folks, 213. 149 owned property in Franklin, and 54 work in Franklin. We had 10 people who took the survey but did not live in Franklin, and 9 of those folks own a business in Franklin.
This was not a scientific study.
It's a perception study is what we're after. It's not a highly scientific numerical study, but it is numerical.
Was it random? Because
it
wasn't in the city newsletter.
There were solicitations to take the survey that were placed in several locations, public locations, including the community room here at City Hall, in the clerk's office on the countertop, on the planning countertop, at the library, and at the post office. It was also available online for anybody who is using social media. It went out through various different Facebook pages, including police, fire, economic development, and the community area page.
Of the responders, 5% have lived in Franklin less than 1 year, 8% of 1 to 3 years, 8% 4 to 6 years, 12% 7 to 10, 13% 11 to 15, 12% 16 to 20, but 37% have lived here more than 20 years. So a good number of established folks. By age, 5% were 19 to 30, 23% 31 to 40, 27% 41 to 50, 19% 51 to 60, 19% 61 to 70, and 7% 71 to 80. So a pretty even mix across the age groups. We had both numerical and anecdotal responses that were captured in the survey. And a question that asked, what do you like most about being a city of Franklin resident? Some of those responses, and we grabbed responses that there were a number of people who answered in a like manner. Those are the ones we've highlighted. What we like most, country feel with city access. It has a countryside in many farmlands. Still has a lot of undeveloped areas. That was one of the most attractive things to us when we were purchasing a home. Good balance of a quiet, safe, peaceful, rural-type city, but with easy access to get pretty much anywhere and proximity to a big city. It's nestled far enough away, yet close enough to everything with nature and wildlife at your back door. It's a family-oriented community, excellent schools, safe community, permanent fire and police, not volunteer, city water and sewer, the services that are provided. So those are things we heard from a number of folks. When asked what Franklin should be known for, folks answered in two manners. What it is today, or what could be known for today, and also what it should be known for. So the first page here of responses is what it is. Has that small town, open space, country-like feeling, nature, open space, friendly, family-friendly, small town feel within a larger area. Great place to raise a family, being safe, quiet, suburban community, and good schools. A family-oriented community with great schools. Academic and athletic excellence, plus access to numerous parks and trails, outdoor activities, those facilities that everything from Franklin Little League Complex to Croatian Park and Polonia Soccer Complex, The Rock, the Sports Complex in Bridgewater. Someone said, no smelly exhaust from buses and freeways. It's very true. The Rock is a major attraction. On page 6, what it could be known for, forward-thinking development, restrained, responsible development prompting good family living, It should be known for establishing community activities that appeal to families. It would be nice to be known for growth and prosperity in our community through education and new businesses. Be known as a gathering place, a place where with opportunities for individuals to gather around a wide variety of attractions, from baseballs to breweries to coffee shops and farmers market. It would be nice to be known for having great restaurants and shopping in a nice downtown. So obviously this stuff is aspirational. It should be known for its wonderful community spirit and citizens. However, I feel that many citizens need some assistance on the feeling neighborly. It should be known for caring about the people who live here. Nature and the environment. Franklin needs to embrace green building initiatives, develop great parks, and encourage positive environmental initiatives such as green spaces. Think a smaller version of Portland. Then there were just a few, but we'll give you both sides of the spectrum. Negative perspectives were nothing really comes to mind. Nothing, everything has gone downhill in the last 20 years. Not much anymore. Sad to see Franklin is constantly losing out to big businesses, and they're going to Oak Creek, like IKEA and Amazon, for example. Someone said, The Rock. Other than that, not much else. We only have a few restaurants, only one movie theater, and that shows rerun movies. No small businesses, retail, nothing shops. And another person said, it was a beautiful, quiet place until The Rock went in, full of attractive nature with walking paths. There are deer, rare birds, and other wildlife that are being negatively impacted. So when we looked at individual attributes, rural and spacious and natural, that was an attribute that everyone agreed represented or was representative in Franklin, 74%. So, casual, peaceful, slower pace is another set of attributes that were very highly associated with Franklin. On the other side of the coin, active, fun, and entertaining was something that was disagreed. Family friendly, very much so. Naturally. Charming, quaint. It was a split. There was 33% who agreed and 37% who disagreed. 30% who really didn't have an opinion one way or another. Evolving, positive momentum. About half the folks disagreed with that, and about a third of them had no opinion on it. Conversely, good overall quality of life. About 8 out of 10 people said that highly represents Franklin. Good overall quality of life. So when we boil that down, we say, what are the most universal points of agreement? It was Franklin is good overall quality of life, family friendly, rural, spacious, and natural, and casual, peaceful, slower pace. And that quality of life aspect, obviously, is very important. When we look at quality of life, it's the extent to which people's happiness requirements are met. So happiness requirements are being pretty highly met here in Franklin. And the considerations that affect a person's measure of quality of life in their community typically include affordability, employment, housing, environment, safety, health, social structure, participation in the community, and the stress level that exists in the community. So that stress level to some might be the noisy buses and no noisy. Erin, do you want to take us along?
So then the next thing that we looked at was the spirit of the community, and we asked people to rate their agreement as to how well the following attributes describe the spirit of the Franklin community. So 56% of people agreed that that Franklin is active and sports-minded. And then 60% of people agree that it's wholesome and all-American. 59% of people also agree that it's outdoorsy and natural. And 53% of people disagreed with it being creative and artsy, while some people neither agreed or disagreed, and only 10% agreed that it's creative and artsy. 60% of people disagreed that it's progressive and that Franklin is trying new things, while 11% agreed. And then we have kind of a mixed reaction on down-to-earth and unpretentious, with 37% agree and 35% disagree, so pretty evenly split with that response.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the different perspectives, the even ranges.
And then we have 66% of people agree that Franklin is proud and patriotic. 72% of people agree that it is conservative and traditional. And then a really positive thing, 76% of people agree that Franklin is family-oriented. And only 5% disagree. It's very low. So overall, looking at the spirit of the community of Franklin and the most universal points of agreement, people said Franklin is family-oriented, conservative and traditional, proud and patriotic, wholesome, all-American, outdoorsy and natural, and active and sports-minded. And then going forward with what people mostly said Franklin is not, 60% of people said that Franklin is not progressive or trying new things, and that it is not artsy or creative. And then going forward at the different aspects that people said they were likely to utilize in the community of Franklin, we listed out three natural environments that they're most likely to utilize, and 84% of people agreed on Whitnall Park, while the second was the Oak Leaf Trail, and about 50% of people said the Ware Nature Center. Looking at civic and heritage events, we asked people to rate the importance of each of these Franklin special events, and 69% of people said that the 4th of July civic celebration and parade was important. 42% of people said St. Martin's Fair is important, while 29% were neutral and equally split, 29% said it was unimportant. Another equally split here between 29% important, 39% neutral, 32% unimportant was the Farmers Market Corn Stand at 76th and Ryan. And then mostly people voted the Hunger Task Force Farm Tours as neutral, 33% people saying that they were important. And then 55% of people said the holiday celebrations and festivals at Whitnall Park were important to them. Yeah, but only 16% of people said unimportant, so that's not a very high number. 50% of people said the music festivals and concerts at Lions Legends Park were important to them in the Franklin community. 35% of people were neutral, but only 15% of people said that they were unimportant. And then about 50% of the community, 45%, said they were neutral on Native American presentations at the Indian Community School. 45% of people were again neutral about the Southwestern Suburban Symphony performances in Franklin. And then about 49%, about 50 again, said they were neutral about the Croatian Fest at Croatian Park. 58% of people rated the summer concerts at Whitnall Park as important to them in their community. So looking at an overview of the most prevalent importance of these events in Franklin, 69% said the July 4th civic celebration and parade was most important to them. 58% said summer concerts at Whitnall Park. 55% said holiday celebrations and festivals at Whitnall Park. And 50% of people rated the music festivals and concerts at Lions Legends Park important to them.
Yes, we're not
Special events. Sports events at the Rock in the Ballpark Commons. 50% said important. About 29% or 30% said unimportant. Arts and crafts and hobby fairs at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. About 44% said important. 32% said neutral. And about 1 in 4 people said unimportant. The food truck event at the Rock Sports Complex, about half of the respondents said that was important, and 1 out of 4 said unimportant. Antique and collectibles show at Milwaukee County Sports Complex, it was pretty even split across the, with 26% important and 36% unimportant. Music festivals and concerts at the Rock. About half the respondents felt that that was important. The boat show at the sports complex. About 2 in 10 felt that it was important, and about 4 in 10 felt it was unimportant. Farmers market on Mondays. Almost half of the folks responded felt it was important, and about a quarter of them felt it was unimportant. Music festivals and concerts at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. One-third feel that it's important, and 42% were neutral. Religious and spiritual observances at the Sacred Heart School of Theology, about 17% important, 43% neutral. The Hill Has Eyes, haunted experience at the Rock Sports Complex, 27% important, 30% neutral, and 43% unimportant.